WLR News.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Eimear McKeown. Good morning. The Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil leaders have squared off in the first TV debate of the general election campaign. Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin clashed on issues like health, housing, pensions and Brexit.
Staying with Gaelic Games, and the Waterford senior football captain says they have a burning desire to gain promotion from Division 4 this season. The Deisha begin their Division 4 campaign on Saturday night with a home clash against Munster rivals Limerick. Conor Murray from the county champions Rathcormac will lead the Waterford footballers this season.
Yeah, the lads went back training there around the end of October, and Benji down below and his management team have been putting the lads through their paces, where I think it's the fittest we've been at this time of the year in a long time. And you have to be, like, Division 4 is our championship. We're not going to win Sam Maguire. We want to get out of Division 4 and we can build on it from there.
The action for our field is underway at 7 p.m. We'll have updates here on WLR. Meanwhile, the Waterford Hurlers also commence their Alliance League campaign on Sunday afternoon. Liam Cahill's side welcome Munster rivals Cork to Welsh Park for a 2 p.m. throw-in. WLR will bring you all the action live, thanks to George Corbett Scola, with Kieran O'Connor and Fergal Hartley, your commentary team. That's the latest on WLR. More at 8.
Thank you, Gavin. 7:35. Yellow fog warning in place about 11 o'clock this morning, so be really careful out and about this morning. Watch your speed. Give yourself some extra time to get where you gotta go. Leanne Rimes, Can't Fight the Moonlight, taking us to 27 minutes past 7 this morning.
Yeah, a lot of people are talking about James Blunt's new song, Monsters, and specifically they're talking about the video to go with this as well. We were having a look at this. James Blunt, of course, in about the mid-noughties we first heard of him with his album Back to Bedlam. Mm. A great musician, really brilliant musician, and so much more than that song, You're Beautiful, it has to be said.
Do you know what? We might take a listen to it after 7:30.
Yeah, I think we should take a listen to it, because it's really nice. It's basically a love letter to his father, who is terminally ill. And if you head over to WLR's Facebook page, there's actually a link where you can watch that video as well. And it really reminds me of Sinead O'Connor in Nothing Compares to You, the way she's looking directly at a camera and singing with tears rolling down her face. He does something very similar, but it's really, really moving. And we will play that great new song. It's a gorgeous song as well by James Blunt. It's 7:28 right now, though. Eimear and Gavin are on the way with your morning's news and sport. It's the final. To
chase the monsters away. James Blunt, that's Monsters. Gosh, it's a powerful tune, isn't it?
It's gorgeous.
It's 7:28 this morning here, Waterford's WLR. And I know a couple of people were on already saying exactly that. Very sentimental. If you're putting your makeup on, probably not best to watch.
So many people saying so pure and relatable. Can't wait to see James play live in Dublin in the summer. Love his music. That comes in from Lisa. Someone else said the song has them in tears. If you want to look at the video, head over to WLRFM.com and on the Big Breakfast Blah page, or even just scroll down the homepage. It is up there. You can link through and watch it. But definitely, like I said, I've always been a fan of James Blunt. Mm. You're Beautiful is far from a yardstick of what he can do. He's very, very talented.
And
so
seems
I love
like
it.
A real sell guy.
Yeah,
too.
He's good crack, actually. Very quickly, a few other things to mention. The death of Terry Jones, we found out about this at about lunchtime yesterday. Mm. It was announced. One of the great stars of Monty Python, one of the big pioneers of comedy. He was 77 years of age. He was Welsh, actor and a writer. A variety of characters, of course. He played the group's Flying Circus TV series, being one of the big ones. Several of their movies. The Life of Brian, of course, one of the most loved comic movies of all time. You have the likes of David Walliams paying tribute to him, Simon Pegg, and of course Michael Palin, one of his, I suppose, partners in crime in Monty Python.
A tough day.
Yeah.
We knew he wasn't very well. We knew this day was coming. But there is still incredible shock amongst people like yourself, others that knew him. It is shock, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it is. It's such a... I mean, I was so very close to Terry, so, you know, such a sort of major loss of it. It's left a gap in my life. All right, for the last 3 years, Terry has not been very communicative because of the particular type of dementia that he was suffering, which closed down, ironically, the one thing he was really, well, one of the many things he was really good at.
Gavin, good morning. How are you?
Morning, folks. Not
too
bad now.
How are you? Good to see you, Ben. Likewise. Well, likewise. United's troubles extend.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it was trending story on Twitter really last night, wasn't it?
Still trending this morning. Yeah, hashtag United is, like, Burnley.
You'd have to look. First of all, like, we give credit to Burnley. I always, you know, people always think the team that loses, you know, the kind of, you know, the wherewithal is put on them, that the team that actually won and got the two goals get very little credit. So it's a huge result for them, because obviously they've been struggling.
It was always going to be a tough time.
Absolutely, to go to Old Trafford. But again, you'd have to ask yourself questions about the United players and the desire they have for the jersey.
The Skoda Big Match is back on WLR. Waterford back in Division 1A, back with a new management team, back with a whole lot of optimism.
We'd be looking for everybody now to step up and maybe work on the little areas that maybe you found wanting in the past.
WLR will bring you all of Waterford's National Hurling League games live. Join Kieran O'Connor, Dan Shanahan, Fergal Hartley, Owen Murphy and Shane Ahern for the Dacia's games against Cork, Westmeath, Galway, Tipperary and Limerick.
We have had two bad years, and sometimes, you know, we probably need to take a step back and, you know, analyse what went wrong. And to be honest with you, players are really just raring to go and looking forward to getting out onto the field.
The big match is back on WLR Sunday, January 26th, thanks to George Corbett Skoda.
Now to our holiday competition. Just to remind you about all of this in association with our friends at Harvey Travel, Cork Airport and Waterford's local station of the year, WLR. We've got some great destinations. We have Lanzarote and a Mediterranean cruise in focus this week. We don't know which it's going to be, but somebody is going to win a great holiday to either or of those amazing destinations.
Yesterday, Neil Power from Dunhill was the qualifier. He correctly heard the qualifying song. He got in touch and he was the qualifier on Aveen's Drive Time show.
Will we relive that
moment?
Yeah,
let's. Why not?
Hello, hello.
Hello, Aveen.
Yes, Neil, how are you?
I was expecting you. How are you doing?
How did you know? Are we telepathically linked, Neil? What's going on?
Just feel lucky.
Feeling lucky. Well, you are dead right. You are lucky, Neil, because you are one of our qualifiers for a fantastic holiday to either Lanzarote or a Mediterranean cruise, all thanks to Cork Airport and Harvey Travel.
Footballer Peter Crouch tackled a mouse in the middle of the night wearing nothing but a pair of rubber gloves, we're told in this morning.
Stories like this, Mary.
This morning's Irish Daily Star. The 38-year-old leapt out of bed, swearing like a trooper, to protect his wife, Abby Clancy, after all hell broke loose in their bedroom. All caused by a mouse, might I add. He managed to corner the rampaging little pest, the Irish Daily Star calls the poor owl mouse today, but he didn't kill the mouse, which we're all glad to hear. Instead, Peter Crouch, being the philanthropist that he is, set the mouse free.
In the neighbour's garden.
He said, quote, all hell broke loose. I had no clothes on. Perhaps too much information, Peter Crouch. And rubber gloves. Again, an odd image. Trying to get this mouse out of the curtains.
Moose loose around this house.
The Big Breakfast Blob
with the multi-award winning stylish Peugeot 5008 7-seater SUV. Test drive today at TMC Motors.
We are
WLR. That time of the day when Damien Tiernan drops by to let us know what's going to be happening on Dacia today.
Irish dancing, Ollie, did you ever give it a go?
Do you know I did in college, yeah. Yeah. Feet on fire, they said.
Feet on fire?
Yeah.
Huh?
Literally.
Or maybe just feet.
Mary?
I did, and I was really, really, really useless at it. I didn't like it. I actually found it awful as a child because we used to go to feshes and things, and I was just so bad. And you know when you're a kid, when you're bad at sport or bad at stuff like that, like, it just makes you feel rubbish. So, no.
Yeah, you made up for it in other ways. Like, you were great at conkers. I remember you told me that.
Yeah, snakes and ladders. I just cannot. Really can't dance. And I know people say you can be taught how to dance, but you even see it on things like Dancing with the Stars. You see the people who have the natural rhythm.
And did you say it to adults, like, sort of, don't bring me, I don't want to go? Is it a reason or a cause for counselling and stuff like that? Is there stuff you have to talk about here?
Not a cause for counselling, but I definitely was glad when I didn't have to go anymore. It just wasn't for me.
Was there a light bulb moment where somebody said, I don't think we...
I think there might have been, I think there might have been a moment when my mother thought she doesn't really want to do this.
The angst when Riverdance became a thing then. You only had a pursuit.
Well, we're going to talk to Betty Bible Mulcahy this morning about
legend.
That 50th anniversary of the founding of Cole, which she has co-founded with Patsy Sheridan. She's going to be live in studio. Going to be talking about an issue we spoke about a few minutes ago, the Green Room. We've got an update on politics. We're hoping to have Eddie Mulligan on to give the very, very latest on what Fianna Fáil have asked him to do or told him to do, and what's he going to do for the upcoming general election.
Dacia Today with Damien Tiernan on WLR.
With thanks to Mulligan's Pharmacy. Over 60 years together. Thanks to you.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. We've a lot coming up this morning. I'm going to go straight on the phone line to Eddie Mulligan. Councillor Mulligan, good morning.
Morning, Damien. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, yeah. Look, been a tough few days, but look, I'm a resilient type of person. I've fought a lot of stuff head on in my life, and certainly was difficult with the reports and making me relive, I suppose, very difficult time in our lives.
Are you out canvassing?
Yes, I'm back out canvassing. I suppose I never really stopped canvassing because I certainly believe in Waterford and I've been trying to drive Waterford forward. So every day I'm canvassing, but I'm back out on general election canvassing.
And in terms of the response from the national headquarters of Fianna Fáil, have you heard anything back yet?
I haven't heard anything back from Fianna Fáil headquarters as yet. But for me, I suppose I'm on the ballot. I'm driving forward. We had teams in Ballybeg and Lismore last night and they've got a hugely positive response. I think people are looking at my work rate over the last 6 years. They've looked at my achievements and my deliveries. And certainly the overwhelming amount of texts, phone calls, messages. I have to thank everyone that got in touch to say through a very difficult few days. And they believe in me and I'm very much ready to drive on and fight for Waterford in the same way as I've fought for future for myself and my family.
So you will be on the election ballot paper no matter what?
Yes, yeah, as far as I understand, I'm on the ballot paper and it will be up to the people of Waterford if they consider me good enough to represent them at national level.
This is your captain speaking. We're on approach now to our third destination in our sensational holiday giveaway.
That's right. And here's what happened last week.
Which Portuguese national soccer player holds 3 Ballon d'Or awards? Portuguese soccer player.
Ronaldo?
Yeah! Mandy!
Well done!
Mandy Farrell from Federer. Congratulations, you're off to Portugal. Brilliant. Well, listen, it's a family holiday, so congratulations. Brilliant. You're off to Alvar, the 5-star Alvar Praia Hotel in that Alvar in Portugal.
Thanks to Cork Airport, Harvey Travel and WLR, you're en route this week for a sunshine holiday to one of these two locations.
Lanzarote or a Mediterranean cruise.
All you have to do is listen out for the Summer Sizzler song on Ireland's best station, WLR. Thanks to Cork Airport and Harvey Travel Waterford. For more, click WLRFM.com.
Election 2020. 12 with Tiernan. Hear from your candidates on Dacia Today on WLR.
Una Dunphy, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for the chance.
Not at all. Most welcome. As you know, we're doing our little 12 with Tiernan, a quick little chat about your, I suppose, main priorities and your policies and what you'd be looking for. And with that in mind, then, we're going to have election debates in the week of the election and you'll have every candidate will have a chance to talk there as well. So 12 minutes. You are the People Before Profit candidate and I'll get our stopwatch going. Una Dunphy, why should people vote for you and why should people vote for People Before Profit?
Well, I think that this election, like many elections, is based on a lot of promises, and I think that people should look at candidates and the actions that they've had over the past number of years. I got 1,650 first preference votes the last time. I'm hoping to build on that this time and have a strong left voice for Waterford.
Breaking news there. Saturday the 8th of February is election day.
From our broadcast centres here in Waterford and Dungarvan, WLR News and Current Affairs will bring you extensive coverage of the 2020 general election here in Waterford.
I've always said that the election should happen at the best time for the country. Now is that time.
From our team of journalists across the city and county, we'll be on the canvas, talking to you about the issues, asking the questions that you want answered.
The biggest issue is the cath lab. I suppose personally, heart disease is in my husband's family. My own husband, father to 2 children, and it would be my biggest concern. That's something I will be voicing if they do come to the door.
From our broadcast centres here in Waterford and Dungarvan, until the final seat is filled, WLR will bring you every move the politicians make. Radio, mobile, social. WLR News and Current Affairs, first for election 2020.
Now, keep your texts and comments coming in. We'll have more of them just after the news. Here is Emer with the news at 11.
Thanks, Damien. Good morning. An operation to recover the body of Wexford fisherman Willie Whelan will continue today. His remains were discovered by a group of divers in the wreckage of his boat off the coast of Hookhead yesterday. The Elise sank over 2 weeks ago. A joint operation between the Coast Guard, Navy and An Garda Síochána continues today.
That's the lads from Dingle, always be with you, walking on cars. Great, they were on New Year's Eve as well on the box, bringing in the new year from the smoke. Okay, that music means we're having a look at today's birthdays. And first of all, one of Bruce Springsteen's band, Denny Federici, has a birthday today, plays the keyboards. Robin Zander from Cheap Trick, the singer and songwriter and main guy there, 1953. Earl Faulkner from UB40. 1959. Lordi Keita, the drummer from Lordi, another band that won the Eurovision, the heavy metal band Hard Rock Hallelujah. 74 he was born. And one of the Pointer Sisters, Anita Pointer, it's her birthday today. Guess what we're going to do? We're going to play one of their songs. Why not? They're all good. By the way, Win It or Bin It coming up in the next hour for a 1 year subscription, 1 year pickup from oxygen.ie. Your bins will be picked up. Very practical prize there. And it's kind of a true or false thing for a bit of fun between 1 and 2 here on the Lunchbox with oxygen.ie. We're in Dungarvan today. Wow, there's a lot of fog on the road, folks. Make sure you've got the fog lights on as well as the heads. It's very hard to see cars in front of you and behind. And just get the lights on. Found the whole way down. There was no let up the whole way down from the city down to Dungarvan today. Sure to lift though, to be lovely. Now, oh yeah, must say congratulations as well to anybody involved in Nevin Maguire's show last night. He was with Eunice Power and Dungarvan here. He was in La Boheme in the city, I believe. That's a person from Mike Denver, the one and only, but he's known as the Galway boy, and he's over in Galway at the moment in Portumna to have a chat with us. How you going, Mike? Are you well today?
Morning to you, Jeff, or good afternoon, should I say, at the stage.
We fierce fog here. What's it like over west?
Yeah, it's foggy as well, but it's lifting, so it is. We're not bad, as I say. The roads are going to be clear, I think, as we're making our way for Waterford a little later on.
So you're on the big tour now. This is the big concert tour, and you're 15 years on the roads. Does it feel like 15?
15, would you believe it? I think it's 17, believe it or not.
Is
it? You don't feel the time going, yeah. Huh. I think we're just our 15th year doing a concert tour, so it is. This year we've... some of the greats with us tonight. We've the wonderful Brendan Shine is joining us in the Royal Theatre in Waterford. So that's my first time in the theatre. So really looking forward to going there.
Live from Waterford and Dungarvan, this is Waterford at One News.
Good afternoon, I'm Emer McKeown. Today's top stories. The candidates for the Waterford constituency in the general election have been confirmed. The Navy have taken over the operation to recover missing Wexford fisherman Willie Whelan. The World Health Organization is meeting this afternoon to decide if the coronavirus outbreak is a global emergency. And in sport, supporters are advised to pre-purchase tickets for Sunday's National Hurling League opener between Waterford and Cork at Walsh Park.
I'll let the win, Christopher Cross. If you'd like to take part in Win It or Bin It for a year's free bin collection from oxygen.ie, that's oxygen with an I, by the way. You can get all the details on our website or drop in and say hello right beside the GPO in the city. But it's a year's free bin collection in Win It or Bin It, and we'll be ringing somebody before 2 o'clock. So if you'd like to take part in that, get in touch now. 0518722248 or text 083333975. Farm View tonight after Waterford at 6, discussing challenges facing dairy farmers and farming sustainability with former Young Farmer of the Year Shane Fitzgerald from Portlaoise. Preview of next week's National Tillage Conference in Kilkenny, minimising risk, promoting sustainability. And looking ahead to Sunday's Dungarvan Point to Point to Kilosara, here we'll be talking to Chairman Paddy Corkery. That's Farm View tonight after Waterford at 6, and of course on Saturday morning as well at the end of Sean's show, brought to you by our friends at Glambia here on WLR. 1:27 on a Thursday. Weekend's nearly here, and we are WLR.
F1. HYI, your Waterford guide to what's on.
With Waterford City and County Council. One city, one council, one Waterford.
Now, East Waterford Beekeepers Association, they're hosting a public lecture with Dr. Una Fitzpatrick on Wednesday the 12th of February at 7pm. It's on at Dunhill Education Centre, Dunhill Eco Park, County Waterford. I Can Dance, great video for that as well. It's around the time, the start of A Different Genesis. Phil Collins singing, 1992 in the charts this week. Mary Robinson became the first president of Ireland to visit Belfast that year, 4th of February. Albert Reynolds was elected the fifth leader of Fianna Fáil. Charlie Haughey resigned as Taoiseach, and Albert Reynolds collected his seal of office from his successor. Frances de Rossa led a breakaway group from the Workers' Party that would become Democratic Left. And Bishop Eamon Casey of Galway resigned following the revelation that he was the father of a teenage boy. Linda Martin won the Eurovision that year as well, 92, with Why Me?
I'd open up the show with that song Ultravox, Dancing with Tears in My Eyes, because anybody who remembers the 80s like I do may remember the video for that. It was tapping in on that whole fear we had of nuclear war back in the 80s, and the video was set in a kind of a Holocaust situation. That's what it looks like in Waterford City today. The fog is so thick. Let me know if you do come across anything, and of course put on your lights if you are driving. Lots of people texting in about that already. 083 333 375. If you're following the racing, a 1-2 for Willie Mullins in the big race at Goran today, the Thai Estes handicap chase. First was Total Recall, trained by Willie Mullins. Second, Class Conti, also trained by Willie Mullins. And Noel Mead's Manila Fair came third. So that is a result just in. A 1-2 for Willie Mullins in the Goff's Thiestes handicap chase happening in Goran this afternoon. I woke up in the middle of the night singing this song and I thought, that is a real indication that it's catchy. It's a brand new music from Picture This. This is Winona Ryder, WLR. Well, after insulting One Direction for the last number of years, Noel Gallagher has now teamed up with Louis Tomlinson on his brand new song, and he's credited as a songwriter on the new single Walls. Well, if you have Noel writing your songs, you're doing okay for yourself. That is Oasis, Wonderwall and WLR. Coming up to 7 minutes to four. Normally try and look for a birthday or something that happened on this day in music. Very little happened on this day in music, except for the fact that on this day, back in 2005, Bez won Celebrity Big Brother. If you remember, the former Happy Mondays dancer Bez was in Celebrity Big Brother, and he won on this day back in 2005. Any excuse to play the Happy Mondays? Even though Bez didn't really do anything except just dance around the place. This is Step On, taking us to news at four. It's WLR Drive.
When you advertise on WLR, you get results.
My name is Garvin Mulligan. I set up Specsavers Opticians 25 years ago in Waterford. I wanted to reach out to all the customers and to thank them for 25 years with Specsavers Opticians, and I thought the best way to reach out to my customers was with WLR. We had great service from WLR, and this whole setup coming up to the launch day was really, really good, and the staff were exceptionally good to work with. The promotion day was a very exciting day, and the feedback from customers since the promotion day has been exceptional. I would recommend any business or colleague of mine to use WLR to promote any celebration or event for their business.
Advertising on WLR works. On air, online and on the street. Contact sales at WLRFM.com. The Sound Store.
Take that in Giants on WLR. Speaking of Giants, the man himself, Mr. Francis Brennan, is going to be on WLR tomorrow. Damien Tiernan out and about as part of an OB at Specsavers in Lisdougan. He's going to be chatting to the one and only Francis Brennan. If you have any questions for Francis, Damien wants to know, like how to put a cover on a king-size duvet. Come on, Damien, you're a grown man. Should know how to do that. It's how you fold the fitted sheets. That's what I don't know. I'm so glad I said fitted sheets. Damien Tiernan out and about at Specsavers in Lisdougan tomorrow. He'll be talking to Francis Brennan. If you do have any questions for Francis Brennan, let me know on 083 333 375, and I shall pass them on to Damien. A couple of announcements made today for Cork's Independence Festival. A couple of new acts added to the lineup. We already know Stereophonics are going to be there. Sigrid, The Streets. But today it was announced that Tom Walker, Tom Grennan and these guys, the lovely brothers that are Hudson Taylor, this is new from them. It's called What Do You Mean? You're my way. Robert Grace moving fast on WLR 5:36. Time for your karaoke choices for this Thursday evening. It's the final song of the show, so choose wisely. You have two choices. Which song do you want us to finish up with? One is from a tune that was released a number of years ago, 2014 to be exact. A little bit of a one-hit wonder. Haven't heard much from her since, but it's a good sing-along tune. It's Fight Song. This is my fight song. Take back my life. Rachel Platten, Fight Song, choice number one on karaoke if you want to hear that and give it an old ballad belt this evening. Text 083-333-975. The other song is from way back in the 90s. I remember when this was out. I danced maybe once or twice or 100 times to it at nightclubs. What a great memory from the Wise Guys. It's Ooh La La. They weren't great at coming up with names for songs, but it's a good tune. If you want to hear that, 083-333-975. They're your choices. Wise Guys, Ooh La La, or Fight Song from Rachel Platten. Get that on for you just before six.
Live from Waterford and Dungarvan, this is Waterford at 6 News.
Good evening, I'm Sinead O'Hearn. Today's top stories. Voters in Waterford will have 11 candidates to choose from in the general election while in sport. Niall Quinn has been appointed interim deputy CEO of the FAI. 11 candidates have been confirmed for the Waterford constituency in the general election. Returning officer Neil Rooney published the notice of poll this afternoon. WLR's Eimear McKeown has more.
There's no last minute additions or withdrawals to the list of candidates in Waterford. Voters in Waterford will have 11 to choose from on February 8th.
Farmview with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by GlanviaConnect.com.
Hello and welcome to Farmview. Well, as usual, it's Kieran O'Connor with your weekly farming programme. And before we preview this week's programme, I want to say a very big thank you to all who sent messages and texts last weekend when we celebrated 30 years of the farming programme on WLR. Now, well, on this week's programme, I'll discuss the challenges facing dairy farmers and farming sustainably with former Young Farmer of the Year, Shane Fitzgerald of Portlaw. We'll preview next week's National Tillage Conference in Kilkenny, minimising risks, promoting sustainability, and we'll look ahead to Sunday's Dungarvan Point to Point at Colossar, where we'll talk to Chairman Paddy Cockery. And plus, as always, we'll have our farming calendar.
Farmview with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
With GlanviaConnect.com.
Welcome to the Thursday night fix of the shift. That is Al Green, Tired of Being Alone. Diana Ross is in there too with Upside Down. And Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, getting us underway on the shift. It's Racy with you now until 10 o'clock. I do hope you can stick around. I'm going to fill your 3 hours with classic tunes, a little sprinkle of Irish, pizza vouchers and CDs, all up for grabs on the show tonight. So we kick it off like we always do with a voucher from Apache Pizza. Just text Happy Days with your name and address to 083-333-975. We pick out a winner for that just gone 7:30, okay? But right now, we'll continue with the tunes. And this is Donna Summer.
Yeah, two more fine numbers back to back for nighttime listening here on WLR. Lisa Stansfield, first of all around the world. And Diana Ross, and Missing You. The Imrama Festival Committee will have their annual fundraising table quiz tomorrow night at Ballyrafter House Hotel, Lismore. Entry fee €40 for a table of four people. The quiz will get underway at 8:30 p.m. Just about time for me to finish up. I hope you've enjoyed the programme tonight. Thank you very much for your company along the way. I'm here again on Sunday for Absolute Irish between 9 and 12 midnight. Next up, after the midnight news, we have Damien Tiernan with Daisha Today Replay. But for now, to round off the WLR Late Show for the week, I'm going to play Wilson Phillips' Hold On. From myself, John O'Shea, good night. Enjoy the weekend.